Okay, so on the subject of Dottie, like I was saying, I didn't, like John mentions in his boo, necessarily feel that she was mentally impaired or severely mentally impaired or anything along those lines. She felt more, or at least the way I saw her through the way Temple portrayed her, was that she was more one of those products of where she grew up and how she was certain, well, she was certainly flighty and strange and, distanced herself in certain ways just based on the fact that, her mother or stepmother or whatever walks around naked and her father is a drunk or whatever. He's, and I too, John, enjoyed his, that character, but, I more felt like she was kind of deceiving us a little bit as well, right? I didn't necessarily think that her innocence was so total. It seemed more like she was using that innocence in kind of exploiting as well, but in a different, more subtle way. I don't know. Does that make sense? Probably not, I guess. But I just didn't. That's why I guess I have less of a problem with how the whole thing played out, right? It seemed like she was sort of gaming, but from a different angle with a different mask. One that wasn't worn right on the outside, like in what's his name? Maybe is his name Chris? The son and the father, whatever their names are. Whereas the father's clearly just not that bright, and the son is clearly a little bit smarter, but just, still pretty dumb. Dumb in a different way, I guess, right? She had different plans, and she saw an opportunity to, I don't know, see, any way I say this, I sound, like I'm defending what they did or how they did it. So I guess my point is I just don't think it's quite as clear-cut as that. I think she's a little bit more questioned, her innocence is a little bit more in question than maybe you think. That doesn't necessarily. Oh, man. All right. One more boo, then I swear that's it. All right.